That was Animatus, the Guelph, Burlington. This is one of the, I should have put up a little bit more notes on this, but good friends of SMK. We heard off their debut album from last year, Face Club, with Twin Burrows, a really good post-rock instrumental band. So actually, I convinced Catherine to get on air with me, and we will be talking for just a little bit before continuing on. How are you doing today, Catherine?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
Really good. I'm really happy that you were able to come here to be on SMK.
No, I'm happy that you offered this invitation. It's great to be on the show again, and it's always fun to hear yourself talk, which is great. I like it a lot.
Very good, yes. This is actually, my first live guest.
Yay. It's pretty crazy. I'm alive right now. That's pretty crazy.
How does it feel?
It's not too bad. I was like, this is kind of nerve-wracking because I gotta, like, you know, like, watch what I say and all that, but it's not too bad. Like,
yeah, and
it's
then
fine.
Yeah, we have to also kind of watch the levels a bit so we don't peak. I think. I think this is your first time in an on-air radio studio.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so. I wasn't expecting it. I was just gonna come here, say hi, listen to some music, and then go. But look at me, here I am now. Yeah, it's great though. I love it.
What have you been up to today?
Well, I was studying a bit. I'm studying for my MCAT.
Oh yes,
which is the medical college admissions test. And so I did that, and then I went volunteering the human anatomy lab.
That's
a thing Guelph is known for. So I went there, and that was really nice. That's about it. And I saw some friends over lunch, like unintentionally. I just bumped into them, so which is pretty nice. And then now I'm here. So.
Yeah, it's a nice day.
It's kind of cold though. It's actually really cold. My mom was like, "Hey, wear a jacket," and I'm like, "Okay." And I walk out. I'm like, "Yeah, it's not too bad." And then now I'm like regretting it so bad because the rain is coming. I'm not warm at all. But this always happens.
It was sprinkling a bit when I got here. Is it really pouring now?
No, it's not. Thank goodness it's not. It's just like when I was walking out, it was just like really windy and cold, and there were like some rain, but not a lot. But it was just really windy, a little bit cold. But yeah. Crazy weather.
So then with being live, you will be sometimes stumble a bit.
No, of course. That's like, I can't even, like, normally I can't talk and I talk really fast. So yeah, I get that.
Yeah, Catherine was really nervous about that during the recording of our interview, which I want to get into a little bit.
Okay.
So if any of you hadn't heard that broadcast of it, I had recorded Catherine's end of semester piano recital.
Yes.
For Applied Music in piano.
Yeah.
And I produced that. And then after a few weeks, I asked her to come to the station to do a half hour interview her.
And a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And hearing yourself on radio, it's kind of like doesn't feel real because it's like my voice is coming out from this like radio thing. It's different than like your voice being on the internet or something. It's different, right? I think it's really cool.
Well, kind of. Actually, we are broadcasting on the internet.
That too, though. Yeah, but like, it's a different feeling to be like, my radio is like kind of an old radio.
Oh yeah.
So like to hear my voice coming from it, and I've had this radio since like I was a kid. Just to hear myself coming from like my voice coming from this, I was like, whoa, like that's crazy. Like that's my music right there. Like that's my like playing on the radio right now. So it was a surreal experience, I guess.
Yeah, like I guess in addition to the piano recital, this having that broadcasted was like a achievement kind of.
Thanks to you, Nick. Thank you so much for that.
It's my pleasure. Yeah. Like you deserve to be heard.
Oh man, shucks.